Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, October 3rd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. The University of Illinois partnered with Microsoft, Meta, Amazon, Apple, Google, and several nonprofits on the Speech Accessibility Project. This seeks to improve voice recognition for communities with disabilities and speech patterns not factored into current AI algorithms. The university will recruit paid volunteers to collect voice samples, looking to create a private, de-identified dataset that can be used to train machine learning models. Efforts will initially focus on American English. The Los Angeles Unified School District confirmed that a ransomware organization began publishing exfiltrated information about students online. The attack occurred over Labor Day weekend, with the threat group issuing a ransom demand on September 22nd. The district did not negotiate or pay the ransom. Bleeping Computer reports folder names in the leaked data suggest it includes social security numbers, passport information, and secret and confidential documents. NBC Los Angeles's law enforcement sources say it includes legal records, business documents, and some confidential psychological assessments of students. Since January 2021, the Chinese tech giant Tencent lost over $623 billion in market value through falls in its stock price, more than any other firm globally. Much of this came as a result of uncertainty with China's big tech crackdown. As a result, the company is no longer the most valuable firm in China, losing the title to the liquor giant Kuaishou Moutai. Meta announced it will change the underpinnings of Facebook for Android's in-app browser. This will still be based on Chromium, but not use the Android system web view installed on the phone. Meta cited security and stability concerns from users having to update Chrome and web view apps in Android separately from the main Facebook app. Microsoft confirmed that two zero-day vulnerabilities are being exploited in the wild. An attacker would need to be authenticated in order to exploit the vulnerabilities, which means they are already inside your network. Microsoft has mitigations available and detections in place for Exchange Online customers and is working on a patch. The Financial Times' sources say TikTok began discussions with TalkShop Live to provide infrastructure for a live shopping feature in the U.S. This would let creators sell goods through videos. No terms have been finalized. The company began testing a live shopping feature in the U.K. last year, but it reportedly paused expanding it in other countries due to underwhelming performance. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission will now require companies with satellites in low orbit to deorbit them within 5 years of completing their mission. Previous guidelines required deorbiting within 25 years after mission completion. Of the 10,000 or so satellites launched since 1957, about half are no longer in operation. NASA estimates there are 23,000 pieces of debris larger than a softball orbiting the Earth. At its AI Day presentation, Tesla CEO Elon Musk showed a prototype of a humanoid Optimus robot. On stage, the robot showed limited mobility. In demo videos, it was shown doing tasks like lifting boxes. The bots use a version of Tesla's autopilot software to view and map movement. Musk said it could hit a price of less than $20,000 and said it hopes to get a prototype to a working design within the next few months or years. The USB Implementers Forum announced new branding for USB devices and USB cables. You will no longer see the words SuperSpeed or USB 4 on packaging from certified USB providers. Certified products will now show the highest data performance level that a product supports in gigabits per second. Cables will also show supported wattage of power. Older designations for USB 2.0 and 1.0 are staying around, and the rules don't affect things like DisplayPort and Thunderbolt. Deliveroo opened Deliveroo Hop, its first brick-and-mortar grocery store, in partnership with the chain Morrisons, on New Oxford Street in central London. Customers don't have access to store shelves. Instead, they can use digital kiosks with orders picked by store employees and bagged within minutes, or pick up orders placed in the Deliveroo app. Staff will also pick items for the service's delivery couriers. Stores will offer over 1,700 grocery items, including ready-to-eat meals. YouTube TV rolled out support to subscribe to some channels and services directly without first signing up for its $65 a month base plan. Channels include HBO Max, NBA League Pass, MLB TV, Showtime, Stars, Hallmark Movies Now, Cinemax, and Epix. No channels from the base package are included in the a la carte options. Prices range from $2 to $30 a month, with each available with a 7-day free trial. According to internal support documents, Apple iPad customers can no longer activate new cellular plans with an Apple SIM. Apple introduced its SIM in 2014, first as a physical card and then as an embedded SIM, to make it easier to activate service across carriers. All cellular iPads released since October 2018 support eSIMs. Bloomberg sources say Sony plans to make 2 million PlayStation VR 2 units by March 2023. For comparison, Meta's Quest 2 headset sold 2.8 million units in its first quarter of availability. Still no word on a price or release date. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports Apple tested in-screen Touch ID on iPhone models, as well as testing an iPad-style Touch ID sensor in the power button. Gurman doesn't believe the feature will come to flagship iPhones, at least anytime in the foreseeable future, but it may make its way to lower-end models like the iPhone SE. And finally, last week, many news outlets reported that actor Bruce Willis licensed digital rights of his likeness to a company called Deepcake to make ads, movies, and TV shows that star digital versions of Willis. However, a spokesperson for the actor said he had no partnership or agreement with the company. Deepcake issued a statement saying, "The wording about rights is wrong. Bruce couldn't sell anyone any rights. They're his by default." A digital version of Willis was used in an ad for a Russian telco last year. Remember, for more discussion about the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.